Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We mentioned it with the insiders a little bit earlier. A fantastic end to a really terrific World Series this weekend. The Dodgers win an extra so many, like, heart-stopping, heart-racing plays over the course of 7 through what it ended in the 11th. Mm-hmm. Just a terrific, like, take all of the silliness out of it. Just a terrific series between two really, really good baseball teams.
It was one of, if not the greatest World Series I've ever seen in my life. That was such high-level play, mm-hmm. Such memorable games and memorable moments. It was one of the great, great championship series we've ever seen. Cross sports. I'm with the NBA Finals. Yep. It's one of the great championship series we've ever seen. All the way down to the final inning, the final mm-hmm. at bat, all mm-hmm. that stuff, man. It was great. That was fantastic.
I don't think there was anything left on the table, too. Like, Vlad Jr. had a hell of a series. Ohtani did what Ohtani does. Yamamoto was a monster. Like, there was just really nothing. Like, even Kershaw got a little moment. There was nothing left, yeah.
And good for him.
Like, I was terrified he was going to come in. So I texted Kyle Mass. I was like, hey, I hope they don't bring him in because he's going to give up a bomb or something.
Yeah, I think we all were a little worried. Like, nah, don't do that. I mean, he could have gotten thrown out in his last game. He could have gotten red carded in his last game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get off back.
Shout out, Roro. That's tough. But a terrific end, again, from the seventh inning on. The Dodgers win their third World Series in the last, like, 5 years, and it doesn't appear.
Two and a half.
No. Yeah.
Summer ball doesn't count.
No, it's fine. That's fine. But they'll be listed as the World Series champions, and I don't, like you said this, I don't know, maybe when the series started, I don't think it's slowing down.
No.
Like, it's not coming to an end anytime soon. It doesn't feel like it, at least.
No. They've got a machine going on in L.A. right now. Between the money, between the prospects.
Yeah, that they don't have that, between the money that they don't have to pay.
Yeah. The only thing that could stop the machine is Rob Manfred. And if they lock these players up.
Lord knows he ain't going
to
do it.
I don't think it needs to be stopped, though. I don't think
think baseball needs a cap?
No, it needs a floor. Like, the Dodgers went to game 7,
mm-hmm.
like, to the final out. Like, it's not like they're just blowing teams out the water or anything like that. I think this is good for baseball, to be honest, to have teams like this. Like baseball's just too tough of a sport to where it's like, oh, yeah, like, you can just buy your way. That's why the Dodgers only have 2 or 3 in the last 5, when in reality it's like 3 in the last 20 they've been doing this. Like,
yeah,
they've been doing this for a while.
They've had the best roster for a lot longer than the last 5 years.
It went to game 7, but the difference was they could go get Yamamoto for whatever they wanted to. Like, that was always the ace in the hole. Like, we'll just throw Yamamoto out there, who's unbelievable. He might be the best pitcher in the game right now. And they can go get him for whatever they want to.
Well, yeah, I guess it's an outlier, though, because you got Shohei to defer all his money or whatever. I'm assuming that's how it went down.
Search has led me to the first versus seventh payroll. $350 million versus $255 million. So, like, Toronto wasn't exactly the Athletics of West Sacramento.
Right.
Like, they, you know, that's the seventh highest payroll in the game.
Isn't the difference, like, crazy, though? Isn't it like $100 million?
It's 95. It's 350 to 255.
If there's no issue with the competitive balance, which I don't think there is, then I think you just leave it as is.
But the other thing is, remember, Shohei's only making like $6 out of that $350 million.
Right.
And the Dodgers aren't the only team that could do that either.
But with no cap, if they, I always use the example, if they got into, if the Pirates wanted to go do it, they can't keep up. It's like
that's the thing, though. They've never wanted to do it. I think a floor makes them have to do it.
Absolutely. I don't disagree. You need a floor.
I think if you put a cap, like, that's not going to, oh, yeah, now the Pirates and A's and the Rays and the White Sox and all these teams that have just been cheap forever are going to start spending. Like, I think that's what we're thinking.
You need both. You need both for sure. But once we'll use it in the NBA. If there was no cap, Steve Ballmer would get any and everything he wanted. Because nobody can match up with that. And the people that are behind the Dodgers.
Pablo said he already does.
Well, you know, he found ways. Found ways to get, he aspired to get,
he
get
aspired,
the job done.
Yes, he did.
But the group that owns the Dodgers, they just bought the Lakers for $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compete.
Well, yeah, basketball's different. If you're throwing out money, you got the greatest five players or whatever on your team and you're starting five. Like, yeah, that's going to hurt it. But like in baseball, like I said, it's just a completely different sport where the Dodgers can buy whoever, but it still might come down to Game 7 of the World Series, or they might choke or whatever. Like, their bats weren't great this series. It was their pitching that kind of brought them. I think it's just two different sports. Like, basketball, yeah, that's tougher, but baseball, I just think a cap, like, I don't think it hurts the competitive balance at all. Floor is what they need.
Well,
if you want to get the Pirates to spend something.
The
like
cap,
that.
The cap, but the cap, you can't get Yamamoto with a cap.
You're not going to get him, though. Like, that Yamamoto, like, that's for teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox, like that's just sports. There's just small market teams that even in the NBA, you're not going to be able to get a top guy because that's just not the way it works for your organization. No matter how much money you get, that's just sports. I feel.
But you can't get him, even outside of like what you can't get if you're the Dodgers and you're up. The cap is 250 and your payroll is 245 before the negotiations with Yamamoto starts. And hell, the Red Sox have enough space to go. You can't go get them. Like, you can't. You have to figure out, hey, we might have to move on from Hernandez. We might have to move on from Rojas or something like that to be able to get him. We might have to move on from Will Smith to go get him. With the cap, you can't just go get people without giving anything up.
I guess, but like, what if I told, like, the, like, Will's got in the chat right here, the Phillies offered more to Yamamoto. He just chose the Dodgers.
That's fine, but if you have endless money, you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to give nothing up to get Yamamoto.
So let me ask you this. I don't even know that this – I don't. It's not a question, sorry. Mm. It's just in the last – so 1995, that's 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
So in the last 30 years, counting this weekend, the team with the highest payroll – has won the World Series. Anyone want to guess? Last 30 years.
Less than 10 times?
It is now, because of the Dodgers, 7. Mm-hmm. The 2009 Yankees, the 1999 Yankees, the 1996 Yankees, the 2000 Yankees, the 2018 Red Sox, the 2020 Dodgers, and now the 2025 Dodgers. I don't know where the 2024 team factors into this, but the 2025 Dodgers.
I mean,
that's 7 of the last 30.
I don't think it's hurting baseball, like, to the point where you need to change it. Like, we could say, yeah, give the Pirates an opportunity, but we know, like, the Pirates are never going to be that team. Only way you make them that team, in my opinion, is by moving the floor up.
So do you believe in all sports there should be no salary cap?
No, baseball is too difficult a sport. That's just my thing. Baseball is too difficult to just buy the best team. It doesn't work that way. Basketball, you got five guys. You throw LeBron and Dream Team on the starting five.
We've
that's
seen
too
Dan
tough.
Snyder try to do it and it failed.
Yeah,
we saw,
just, baseball's too tough.
But there's a cap, though.
Philly tried to do it and it failed.
But there's a cap.
There is.
Like you can go spin, but if you're spending all those guys on the what do they always call them? The wide receiver, the quarterback, the skill player. You spend, and then you say, well, we'll just move on from our D tackle because we can't afford them all. Like, that's the gamble that you make. Like, you can't have them all. In baseball, you can.
Let's talk to our man, Will, man. I think he's been anxious to talk to you in particular.
The hell's Will doing calling us?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe Will feels extra excited today. I'm not sure. Let's find out. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Will?
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't be coming on here, Fat Albert, sounding all chipper. What do you want? No, no.
Toronto went to the sixth, came back with a ninth championship, now got more than the Giants. Oh, fantastic.
Is that all you wanted? You got anything else you want to say? You got anything else you want to add here, Will?
Oh, go Kings. Kings got a good win against the Bucks. That was nice. Okay. Republic were a little disappointing. Yeah. Arsenal won. It was just a great weekend all around. Oh, the Niners won, too. Great weekend all around.
Will, you sound happy, man. I'm happy for your happiness,
fantastic.
Will.
I'm laying on my back, still recovering here. Wish I could have went to the parade. Luckily, I was able to go last year to the parade, but this year wasn't able to for health reasons. But, hey, enjoying it, laying on my back. It was fantastic. I hated every moment of the World Series other than the ending.
Hey, Will. Okay. Hey, Will. Hey, kiss my ass.
We appreciate you, Will. Thank you, my man. Let's get Mitch in here real quick.
Greg. 710, ESPN 20, L.A., let's go. Yeah, give us all your moments of this great weekend. Let's go. Where are we at? Where are we at?
Hi, Mitch.
How you doing, Casey? Hello, D-Lo. Let me grab you quick. You got to see my little glory here, okay? Maybe next year I'm going to buy a plane ticket. I'm going to make the parade next year. How's that? All right? I'll invite you.
Don't invite me anywhere.
What's that?
Don't invite me nowhere.
All right, Damon. You want to be like that? All right, Casey. I'll just talk to you now. This was a little luck playing fact in both games. Well, first I didn't see game 6. Because some knucklehead, if I found this guy was Spanish, Latino, he took out my tree. There was no trees. He took out.
All right, man, you don't got it today. I'm sorry.
I love how Mitch accidentally says something racist every 6 to 7 months.
Jeez.
You know what? Everybody needs a timeout. Leezy, hang on 1 second. Don't go nowhere, Leezy. We'll come back. Man.
Oh, man.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky's the limit. Sky River Casino will be there 2 weeks from tonight for the Raiders and the Cowboys. You can come hang out with us at 32 Brew Street, have some great food, some great drinks, and watch some okay football.
Okay, football. It's football.
Great food, great drinks. Football, yeah. Okay, that's a good point. You what? Great food, great drinks, and football.
That's it. Watch some football.
And us.
Yeah.
D-Lo and KC.
Speaking of Sky River Casino, last night I had a nice little conversation with our guy, the Tribal Chief.
Oh, very nice.
Jesus was at the Republic game last night, man, and just champagne and campaign with him for a couple minutes, man. Good stuff. Tough game last night.
Yeah.
Tough game for my Republic last night. And my boy Roro, that was awful.
Thrown out is tough.
Didn't even do nothing.
You get fired on your last day.
Man, and the circumstances under how he got thrown is ridiculous. Ridiculous, man. Great career from my guy Roro. Hate that it had to go out that way, but... yeah, that was tough. That was tough all the way around last night, man. It felt like the Orange County team was literally playing the entire game just to get to PKs.
Mm.
Like they didn't really. I don't know how many shots on goal they had. It had to be less than 5.
Call that parking the bus.
Is that what it's called?
Dead ass. You sit back, just basically throw maybe 2 guys up front or up top, kind of really do stuff, but you're really just sitting back playing for a draw, or in this case penalties.
That's I swear I'm not Alexi Lawless out here, but I'm watching the game. I'm like, these guys aren't even trying to do anything offensive. They're literally just saying, let's do everything we can to not allow a goal to happen and let's get to PKs. And if that was their strategy, it worked, man. They end up winning. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, tough ending for our crew over there at the Sac Republic.
I was going to say, in next year, if my math is correct, we start the countdown. And next year is going to be the final year at Cal Expo. So,
yep. Yeah, that'll be it.
Tell it goodbye, as the Giants would say, to Candlestick Park.
916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Let's start with our man, Leezy. Leezus, what up, baby?
Yo, D-Lo, Casey, Jesse, man. Hey, first things first, guys. I hope y'all had a happy Halloween and all that.
Yes,
hey, secondly, you. Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Hope you got them Snickers and whatnot.
They're gone now.
Oh, yeah, you got to get out the house. That's what we say, man. sorry. So, guys, I just wanted to call real quick. I'm probably jumping the gun, man. Oh, no pun intended. But what do you guys think about Ja Morant and his whole situation? Also, do you think there's any possibility the homie Jalen Wells could get involved in that as well?
Emphatically no on the Jalen Wells part.
There's pretty much no chance.
No, I think the I think Ja might legit be done in Memphis. And I mean it in the sense of, I think Memphis might be done with Ja. Mm.
Suspension kind of feels like it's at that point.
Right.
Like, a suspension feels like you're kind of confirming what's going on.
Well, now, so the suspension, but you add that on to, and you tell me if this is an overreaction or if this is just, are they building this team around Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I could see why you would say
I know that. They're not building it around Ja Morant, but I'm asking, are they building it around Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I absolutely can see why you can say that, and I'll answer that with a question. If Ja's contract was up the way Jaren Jackson's was, do you think they would give him the money they gave Jaren Jackson? I don't think so.
I don't think they would.
It feels like Ja's been kind of the poster child of the player, like, since the Luka trade, where it's like, hey, if you're not really bought in, then you probably need to trade him. And it feels like we've kind of reached that point with Ja. Because I don't know if they're building around Jaren Jackson Jr., but I can feel like I can definitively tell you, like, they're not building around Ja right now.
They're definitely not. Absolutely.
It kind of feels like they're looking for the – not necessarily building around Jaren Jackson necessarily. Like, he's a piece of what they're trying to do. But it looks like they're trying to find the next Ja. Like, they're trying to – getting all these draft picks. They move on from Desmond Bane. It's like, we got to find the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the suspension, I'm not even sure if it was necessarily suspension worthy. Like, I saw part of a clip, but I was like, that's.
I think some of it had to do with post-game in the locker room.
Yeah, I think there was. I think there's a lot more to it than just that moment on the floor.
Yeah. Can understand.
Maybe the coach told, hey, Ja, you got to do this, do that, and Ja might be cussed him out or something.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just they're not seeing eye to eye.
It does feel like it's pretty much the writing's on the wall for Ja in Memphis.
Yeah, I think you're . I have a feeling I know what TC talking about, but let's see what TC's talking about.
Hey, let's talk about it.
916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Yes, sir. What's up, my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm vibing. Hey, look, so check it out. Hey, before we get started, hey, can I send a shout-out?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, look, man, I want to send a shout-out, man, to my son, 12U, man, tackle football, Bella Vista, man. We on our way to the Super Bowl. We just beat Marysville. They beat us earlier in the season, like 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And we got our get back. We won the game that matters. So we won 23-19. Now we head into the Super Bowl, man, on a 9-1 record.
There we go.
They outscored their opponents, man, something like 300 points, bro, to like, what was it, like 24 points, dog? Hey,
sheesh.
These dudes is balling. These 12
dudes
are
great.
Balling, man.
Congrats.
Who are you guys playing?
I don't know. It's a team in El Dorado Hills. I don't know. I don't know if it's their junior program or what, but I know we up there in El Dorado. I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Bella Vista. Bella Vista. What's the full name? I want to get
junior
it right.
Junior Broncos. 12U.
All right, man. 12U, Bella Vista, Junior Broncos. Big ups to y'all, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. For sure, man. Thank you. Hey, and also, that was a big win by our boys also, too. Give me a minute, Jesse.
But, you got it, boss. No problem.
That's a gritty win. D-Lo, that's why I keep referencing you, because everybody keep thinking you playing when you're talking about Russell. I keep going back to him, his presence, and his force, bro, is needed in that starting lineup. I don't care what nobody says. We either going to win the game with this dude, bro, starting, or we going to be in the game to win the game. Nobody else is going to tell me different, bro. Russ needs to be in the starting lineup. Now let's get to the trade package. I got Zach LaVine, Devin Carter, a 2031 first round pick by Minnesota, and a 2027 second round pick from Charlotte. So that's Zach LaVine, Devin Carter, a first round pick and a second round pick going to Memphis for Ja Morant and Brandon Clark.
Okay. Thank you, TC. I was with you for 2/3 of that call. I gave
him enough time, by the way.
Yeah, I hope you did too. Jesse, let him Jesse, let me cook here. This won't take long. I have zero interest in Ja Morant on this basketball team.
Why?
Yes, he got. I disagree a little bit.
Okay.
I disagree okay. a lot, actually.
It's
but,
okay. It's okay.
Okay, I want to hear from you. Yeah.
Let me run from rookie year to today.
Okay.
67, 63, 57, 61, 9, and 50. Games played. Mm-hmm. Six so far this year, excuse me. Mm-hmm. He's a scorer who's declining in scoring. He's electric. I'm trying to say this the right way. He's essentially De'Aaron. Maybe he's a little better. Maybe he's a little worse. I'm not really sure.
I feel like at Ja's best, and who even knows what this means because we might be past it, but at his best, he broke through that ceiling De'Aaron couldn't get through, I feel. Mm. But again, it's like, I don't know, player's still there.
So that's it.
We're like,
he broke through that ceiling, but did he live there?
No. He didn't.
He got a little condo, mm-hmm. but that lease ran out, and he didn't renew.
He had his moment, and then he got suspended, and then he got hurt. And we still haven't got back on track yet. That's kind of what it's been, I feel.
First of all, would you execute that trade that TC presented?
No, not the one TC presented.
Okay.
No. All right. Now.
Yeah, you lose your boy in that.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I know. Now, there's another trade proposal that I came across this morning that I'd lose my boy in that one, too, though. And that's tough. And let me know what you think about this one.
Can I ask one more thing before you do this? Because I don't know. Am I wrong for thinking De'Aaron is better than Ja Morant, but Ja Morant had a better singular season than De'Aaron ever had?
You're not wrong for it. I always said the difference between the two of them was Ja was relentless on the offensive end. Absolutely relentless. I think he's probably a little bit better of a passer as well. De'Aaron is a far, far better defender. And
far better.
He's a better shooter. I don't know if it's drastic. No, Fox is shooter. It's not drastic.
Yeah.
I think I trust him more with his jump shot.
Okay.
Okay. I think they're about the same.
That's fine too. That's fine too.
There's things that one does better than the other.
Yeah.
But I think they're about the same.
Go ahead.
So, Bleacher Report had a proposed trade. It's a three-teamer with the Grizzlies, Kings, and Nets.
And is this a Kenny Caraway original?
No, Bleacher Report.
You said Bleacher Report. Yeah. Okay.
Three-teamer, mm-hmm. Grizzlies, Kings, and Nets. The Grizzlies receive Malik Monk, Keon Ellis, Dennis Schroeder, 2026 unprotected from the Kings, 2027 first-rounder from the Kings that's the Spurs pick. The Kings receive Ja, G.G. Jackson, and Jalen Wilson. The Nets... Dario Saric, 2026, 2029, second round picks. They don't say specifically from who. The 2026 unprotected from the Kings is the one that it gives me a little pause. But, man, I'm thinking about it. My biggest thing is with Ja, and if you're the Kings, you're going to have to take a risk somewhere. And I don't know, that doesn't mean right now has to be the risk or this is the guy that, that you risk it for. But anybody that you trade for, there's going to be a reason why they're on the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some warts.
We used to call them warts.
Yeah. There's going to be some warts to them. Change of scenery.
Mm.
You get Ja with Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Russ.
DeMar.
Scott Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about trading a 2026 unprotected first. I'm not saying that this guy is amazing or anything like that. But you soften the blow a little bit by getting a guy like G.G. Jackson, who I think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good young player. I've got the Grizzlies on hold right now for that trade. I got them on hold.
I think that trade from Bleacher Report is just a bunch of words and names that they put into a trade machine that made it and it worked. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Jess, go ahead.
Ja Morant's got a reputation to him, fair or foul now at this point. Are the Kings an organization that can kind of bring that in? And
no.
We don't know that. We don't know
that's
that.
That's kind of one
we
of don't know questions, that. Too.
We haven't seen these two. We haven't seen Doug and Scott. We haven't seen them.
Okay, but
that was Jesse's question. Jesse's question was with the Kings organization, organization that could do that. History says no.
Right, but it's under a different, well, outside of Vivek, obviously, it's under different leadership.
I guess bringing John Brown helps, but it's like, also, like how tied are the Kings to Doug Christie right now?
Well, that's a question, too. That absolutely is a question.
Apparently, they owe him $10.50 for the next 2 years.
That's a question, too. But
Ja owed, by the way, Ja owed 42.1 and 44.8 over the next two seasons.
Mm.
He's absolutely getting traded.
I think so, too.
I just don't think it's to here.
I think as somebody said, I saw it on Twitter. I wish I would have kept it. The initial thought is there isn't
the amount of things that you see on Twitter that would be so helpful for this radio show.
Well, as of late, I've done a good job of bookmarking when I see.
That might have been Mark Stein, but I'll find it right now.
Was he the one that said?
Don't quote me on it, but I saw the same tweet.
Yeah, whereas like the market might not be that robust for Ja Morant, if existent at all.
That makes sense.
It would be a Kings-like team that would take a chance.
Brian Windhorst.
Wow. Was he in the gym when he said it?
It was on the Hoop Collective, their little podcast. With
I don't know if he does that in front of his the, high school the Hickory gym backdrop. Gym. Yeah.
Let me
ask you a direct question.
Mm-hmm.
No caveats. Just do you want Ja Morant on this basketball team?
Yes.
Okay.
I take
Jesse.
Yes, yeah. I was about to say I take him.
I don't love the unprotected first round pick because I don't know where the season is going yet. But I've always been a Ja Morant believer.
If the market ain't there, you probably don't have to do that.
What I'm saying, if it's not a robust market or whatever, then yeah.
What does he bring to this basketball team?
He brings star power. He brings offensive ability.
I'm still holding on to Ja when he first broke out. I'm still holding on to the hope that player's still there. And like Casey said, this point, unless it's the draft, you're going to have to be a little creative trying to get one of those type of players in here.
He is, when he's, and this is the caveat, right? Like, you never know. But when he's right, there isn't 10 bigger stars in the league.
Okay.
And he wins.
I know what you mean.
And
like, that's on your team.
Fine. Yeah. That's on your team. Talking about impact on the court. Talk about impact at the ticket sales, impact around the league, notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on, he is one of the true stars in this league.
So in that proposal, Ja with Zach and DeMar
mm-hmm.
and Domas.
And here's the other thing that has me thinking about it as well.
Uh-huh.
No disrespect to my man. man, y'all know how I feel about Malik Monk.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
You know how I feel about Malik Monk and Keon, and I like Dennis. You know how I feel.
This is, I'm sorry, I love you, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels.
It's gonna sound a way, and I don't mean it to sound a way.
Yeah.
But what are you giving up? And I'll say this. Put any of those other guys in there as well. What are you giving up? You're not giving up much of... You're not giving up the franchise to go get a potential franchise.
That's not... Like, I'm with you. I only said
I'm just saying that's the argument to like what do you have to lose?
Yeah, like you have in Ja, you have Malik times 10 with all due respect to our brother. Dennis, who I like, Russ just steps in for him and is the starting point guard. And who was the third one?
Keon.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Keon, but I think there's a certain reality that needs to start setting in with Kings fans when it comes to Keon Ellis. Mm. And it might not be he might not be as impactful as you think he is. He played, what, 12 minutes the other night, 13 minutes?
I think so. In the game on
Saturday. I ask you, like, the box score isn't somewhere here on my screen.
The game on
Keon Ellis. I'm sorry, he played 16 minutes. Apologies. He played 16 minutes the other night. I don't see anybody tweeting out plus minus numbers today. Does anyone want to do that? Do you need my help? If anyone out there who tweets plus minus numbers, not like Chris Biederman did, Chris Biederman tweeted plus minus numbers without any commentary. But for those who love to tweet plus minus numbers as some way to accentuate your point, please, I am happy to help. Let me help you. Do you want to fill everybody in?
The highest plus minus by far on Saturday afternoon
yeah.
for the Sacramento Kings
yeah.
was one Russell Westbrook at plus 14.
But wait a minute. Else. But wait, no, come on, Kenny, stop. But what was Keon then?
Keon was a minus 2. Russ was a plus 14. There was nobody else over plus, there's an 8, sorry. Plus 8. It was 8, 5, and 4. Those were the only pluses. And Russ at 14.
Anyways, with the group of players that you're right. I get it. You're not losing anything. What I'm trying to figure out is what are you gaining? So you talk about the notoriety. You talk about star power. How does that help you on the floor? Because you have Ja, who, you know, Ja's part of the De'Aaron conversation. He's a 7-8 assist guy. Like that's what he does. But you also have, you know, DeMar and Zach, and we're trying to figure out how to get all of these guys to already, you know, learn to play together with one ball. Then you got Domantas Sabonis as well.
I think you're bringing in Ja, though, here, like, thinking of him being here past those guys as well.
He doing what?
Like, Ja Morant's here beyond those guys. Like, he's a
future. So he's a part of your next step.
Yeah, like,
step.
Ja Morant, Keegan Murray, Nick Clifford, Domantas Sabonis, maybe.
Neek returned on Saturday, by the way.
He did. Look a little rusty.
I think
he
the only thing for me with Ja and the Kings is just a matter of if you believe he can get back to what he was and if the Kings are an organization that can kind of handle him right now. I don't think you're trading anything crazy for Ja Morant at this point. Those are the only two questions for me.
The other aspect to what Jesse just said, when you talk about trading anything crazy for Ja Morant, there's nothing crazy to trade. Like, even if you traded Domantas Sabonis, is that a crazy trade with where this franchise is and what the outlook on this roster is for Ja Morant?
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. Like, are you still – it's Kyle's thing earlier about retooling and rebuilding. Are you retooling or are you rebuilding? Because I feel like if you get Ja in, particularly with Domas and, you know, Keegan in like you guys were laying out a second ago, that feels like you might be able to – it's what we've been talking about. Like, how can you retool this thing knowing, you know, you're going to be moving on from Zach and DeMar and some of these guys in the very, very foreseeable future? Domas does feel like because of his – mainly because of his position on the floor, yeah, you don't have anyone to replace that. You're starting the process of breaking this apart.
Right.
And I'm talking about because of his position on the floor, like all of your talent is still in one spot.
Mm-hmm. But when I say that, I say, once again, no disrespect, but Domas by himself is not taking you anywhere. He's not a franchise player in that respect. So
I understand.
It would be, it would almost be like when he was here, if you traded De'Aaron for Ja Morant. Like, De'Aaron, at the very least, was looked at like, no, that's your franchise. Like, you're gambling your franchise for Ja Morant because De'Aaron could be, you know, he's shown the ability to score, do all this other stuff, carry a team, make it to the playoffs and all this other stuff. And you're trading that for a risk on Ja Morant. With Sabonis, I, in this, once again, it's not shape, but you're trading a guy who on a really good team is probably the third best player.
Mm-hmm.
You're trading that for a chance at Ja Morant. That's, I'm not saying it like it's a no-brainer or nothing like that.
I still don't
about.
Like it. I'd still rather do the
understandable,
the trade you proposed earlier.
I'd definitely rather do that. Yeah. I'd once again, don't get it twisted. I'd rather have him here with Sabonis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. But it's more so when I say that, it's more so the state of the franchise. Like, you don't have that person. That's now we got to hold on to this guy. That'd be crazy to get rid of. You don't have that guy
for sure.
Even with how Zach LaVine is playing,
yeah,
I don't look at him that way. So,
and the idea is you might be acquiring one,
right?
Because we've seen it. We're just not currently seeing it.
Does he feel like a Scott Perry guy?
That's the other part that I didn't know to answer
From
your
the
question.
Names
no.
that we've heard?
No.
Who is the Scott Perry guy?
It's a great question.
Besides Russell Westbrook. Who is a high level Scott Perry guy? Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know. It feels like a Drew Holiday would be a Scott Perry guy. That type of pass first. I mean, obviously Dennis Schroeder.
So does he not like stars?
I don't think he likes.
Are stars not cut in the mold of what Scott Perry likes as a player?
I don't think Scott Perry likes.
I guess he likes Wemby, but I don't know outside of that.
I don't think he likes small, offense only point guards.
Well,
and he's not alone with that.
There's some history to prove that.
The only one that I could think of that he went and got one like that was Emmanuel Quickley. And Emmanuel Quickley can shoot, but that's kind of like Trey Young. But
rumors are he's not a big fan of Trey, and he's not a big fan of Jalen Brunson. Just for fun, do with it what you will. Ja, 17.8 points per game, 19.1. His third season, he explodes for 27.4, 26, 25, 23, currently at 20. That's where Ja Morant is right now. We'll come back. If you want to weigh on this, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What did Doug Christie do on Saturday that I'm pretty confident he'll never do again? And tonight would actually be a hell of a test for that. We'll explain when dealing with Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1920. What? Was there a story that Woj got kicked out of St. Bonaventure's season opener for arguing?
It's been disproven.
No.
It's been disproven, but yeah, I saw that this morning.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The fact that was even a rumor that started. Who is this guy? Some guy tweeted after a heated verbal altercation with the officiating crew, St. Bonaventure GM Adrian Wojnarowski was just ejected from the venue. Woj was berating the officials from the stands and was forcibly removed by security. A stunning scene. here at the Field of 68. Is this an actual reporter? Oh, I don't think it is. Oh, well, maybe it is. I don't know.
By the way, that story lends to the bigger story that college basketball kicks off today. It's already started kicking off. It had a game at 5 a.m. this morning. I missed it. I'm going to go back and watch it. I don't know who the hell was playing, but I missed it. I'm going to go check it out. And also, the new era on Sac State starts tonight at Hornet Pavilion. Women's team gets started. They play Stinson, maybe? I don't know. But they start tonight at Hornet Pavilion.
I don't know. I'm still laughing at this tweet. and meanwhile, people are just posting pictures like, bro, Woj is literally sitting in the front row like this. He's literally just sitting here. The internet is an awful, awful place, man. Everyone's like, yeah, no, this didn't happen. Yes, it did. No, he's right here.
I'm literally looking at him.
Bro, I'm sitting next to Woj. What are you talking about?
Woj has kind of become like this mythical figure now where it's just like he's like a legend. Like now we see like Shams breaking news and I'll see people tweet like, oh yeah, it's not the same when Woj was here. Like it was better. And Woj was doing this, this, and that. I was like, all right.
I wish we had Woj when the Luka tweet broke. What would that have looked like?
No, he would have been, well, I mean, a little bit of revisionist history. He would have been scrambling.
What I meant was what would he have done when that tweet went out? Like, would he have piggybacked it? Would he have, like,
league sources?
Yeah, down. would he have had like a like an immediate explanation from someone in Dallas or for someone in LA?
That's the thing.
Would have been curious.
Like going back to the Woj, like is becoming a legend now. Like people think Woj might be NBA Centel right now. Like that's been a theory that's been floated around.
That's terrific.
Man. Shout out Woj, just enjoying his retirement.
You guys want to see a robot video real quick?
Okay. Yeah. Can I just say one more thing? Just because I'm on Awful Announcing's website. It is so adorable that Rex Ryan still thinks he's an NFL coaching candidate.
Oh, you can't afford him.
He says the Cincinnati Bengals can't afford him.
All
right, man. Yeah, what are they going to get? Buddy Ryan, Bill Belichick, they can't afford me.
Yeah, that's fine, sweetie. You're never going to see the sideline Rex, of an NFL team again.
Rex, I try to, you know, be like, hey, man, you're pretty good on TV, but settle down, bro. Settle down. Nobody wants you on the sidelines.
Literally.
Nobody wants you on the sideline.
Well, he's not even great at TV either. It's like trying to watch Rex Ryan play Charles Barkley on NFL Countdown.
Yeah, he does.
He takes it over the top too much. Yeah, too.
Sometimes
I stopped watching that show because of him.
That's the best show.
I feel like if he wanted to, he would be great.
That's the best show.
But he's a character. I just don't watch pregame shows anymore.
I don't either.
I just but wait when for I do Scott watch to welcome me show. To,
watch that.
To the red zone. Go ahead, Jesse. What do we got here?
Some happy Halloween here.
Oh, yeah. I did see this crap.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah, look at it. I'm skipping this house. Like,
right. Yo.
No, yeah.
This is some exorcist stuff. Stupid, so what is that?
It's a robot, I guess. But it's a robot that can do that.
Stupid.
For the radio people, yeah, it's a robot that kind of just was standing up, got down on all fours, and is crawling towards you like it's the Grudge.
It's, oh, man.
They think this is just, no, this is great. Let's have robots that can do this.
It's over. AI, robots, we didn't have a good run, but our run is over.
Bro.
Yo, that is
waiting for the aliens
crazy.
To come get your boy.
Is that a robot or just a decoration gone wild?
I feel like it's a robot with a... costume.
Could be a person depending
on
the
it's a robot who went trick or treating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
I see. Brother. Do you guys put up Halloween decorations?
No.
We need to step our game up. Mm-hmm. Seeing the neighborhood jumping like that, I was like, all right, we gotta turn out for Christmas. We can't be that house.
You gonna get a 50-foot Jack Skellington like Ham?
No. Though I'm confident everyone in the house would love that. That is the strangest movie.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
I've watched it a couple times.
I absolutely do not understand it.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've seen it before.
It's a Halloween movie, right? It's not a Christmas movie?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both.
Hmm.
And the cult following for that is massive.
Yeah.
And it's those Halloween right into Christmas lovers. I do have a confession to make. I think you'll hate it. Jesse, I don't think you'll mind.
Okay. You already put your tree up?
No. We were actually shopping for a tree today. Christmas music got played.
All right.
It's a little early, but like the thought did cross my mind as well. It's a little early.
Now, to be fair, it started on the way home from Sac State a week ago.
All right.
It started on the way home from Sac State as kind of a ha-ha, but we put on Boys to Men. So that Christmas that's good.
No,
that's,
don't try to patronize me.
Little let it snow.
No, sir. It was 80 degrees over the weekend.
Which isn't even the best song on the album.
I got to go back to that album.
I don't have to. It's fire.
What is it?
You're Not Alone.
On what album?
On the Christmas Interpretations.
You Are Not Alone like that? You Are Not Alone?
Well, no, not like the Michael Jackson. That's you Are Not Alone. No, there's a song called, I think that's what it's called, You're Not Alone.
I mean, I'm not that familiar with the album, so you could be 100% right, but Let It Snow is...
No, Let It Snow is terrific. Well, I mean, You're Not Alone is kind of it's kind of just a love song with a couple of lyrics in it that make it a Christmas song.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
You're Not Alone.
I'm gonna check it out. It's gonna be tough to be Let It Snow. It's gonna be tough.
This whole album is terrific.
It is going to be.
I forget this was Boys to Men's second album. This came out before Two came out. 2 years after Coolie High came out.
And they left Earth with Two. They absolutely left Earth.
We talk about this. We used to talk about it a lot on KSFM, but like the New Edition Jodeci comp, we just ignore Boys to Men.
Yeah.
I mean, because they are essentially like, they're bigger than both of them. They're pop stars. Like the Coolie High was phenomenal, but Two took them to a stratosphere that New Edition and Jodeci have never
bigger
been
than
to.
Them in what way? Like their peak? Are they Ja Morant? Like their ceiling is higher than De'Aaron Fox?
Boys to Men? Boys to Men is Nikola Jokic.
The reason why I ask is because New Edition and Jodeci live today. Boys to Men do not. That's what I'm saying. Like the height of Boys to Men, yeah, they were going, New Edition and Jodeci never reached those heights. But Boys to Men has not been thought about by a generation of people for two decades.
I don't think that's true. Okay. I don't think they'd be doing a tour with New Edition if they hadn't been thought of.
But they're
of.
Doing a tour with New Edition.
But they don't have to. Like, they've done residencies. They've done tours of their own. Like, they're high-end performers. New Edition, with all due respect, most of them had to, like, Johnny didn't, and I don't think Ralph Trasvant did. Think the rest of the guys had to prepare for this tour. Two guys are Key Sweat. Like, Key Sweat's 24/7. Like, he's a performer day in and day out.
For sure.
Those other guys aren't. Boys to Men is that. Boys to Men show is fire.
Boys to Men is fire. I don't want to make it like I'm not, but they are not, fairly or unfairly, they are not in the forefront of R&B lovers' minds the way New Edition and Jodeci is today.
I don't think that their R&B transcends to the hip-hop R&B. Their R&B lives in R&B and pop, and I think that's the distinctive difference. Jodeci and New Edition can merge into hip-hop. Boyz II Men cannot, despite their affiliation with Michael Bivins. Like, they can't. Like, they are R&B, pop, and, like, adult contemporary. Like, that's what they are. So it's different. It's probably a different audience. But
I love me some Boys.
When we hit that,
I do. I love me.
I was thinking, I was actually thinking about it this morning. So I realized, like, Bended Knee, I'll Make Love to You, Water Runs Dry, which I didn't even like, and End of the Road. Those records spent a combined probably 60 to 70 weeks at number one.
And you're forgetting one that probably...
I'm not forgetting it. I just didn't include it.
40 weeks to the...
I think it adds another 16, and I assume you're talking about One Sweet Day. Yeah, like that like now you're talking four... Now you're talking like five records that take you to 70 to 80 weeks at number one. Mm. crazy.
No, they respect. They're, like I said, their heights are almost unmatched. Probably unmatched when it comes to R&B groups. Like, nobody's done what they've done at their height.
I don't agree with your
And don't distract me. We're talking about Christmas music right now. That's the problem right now.
When is the right time, Casey? I feel like
Thanksgiving, that Friday.
You're only gonna give me a month?
Don't do that. Because Thanksgiving needs like its own time. Like, we locked in on that. Thanksgiving is done, Friday morning, when you're out there hustling and bustling, or you're on the computer and you're doing the Black Friday thing, that's when you start playing the music, not any time before.
You're not really locked into Thanksgiving till the week of. Nobody's like, let's put the Thanksgiving decorations out right now.
That's not true. I'm locked into Thanksgiving right now because I can't wait for it to pass.
Thanksgiving is a nuisance. No, Thanksgiving is fire.
It's a nuisance.
If you make it your own thing, it's cool. We don't need turkey anymore. We don't need turkey or any of that nonsense anymore.
Jesse's speaking the truth right there. Make Thanksgiving your own.
You find somebody who makes a good turkey. No disrespect to anybody anymore.
Turkey's fine, but settle down, your boy can go.
You settle down.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying, I don't want to do it. You make the turkey right. It's on and popping.
You ever crave turkey, though? Like, it's turkey. It's fine. Yeah, well, turkey's great. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just the one day. It's turkey. So it's like
you have been psychologically manipulated to crave turkey on the last Thursday of November.
Thanksgiving is popping.
And then there's how many days? November 27th.
I really want some turkey right now.
Hey, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is popping. I love Thanksgiving.
Can't wait for it.
I love Thanksgiving. It is a great time. You get the built-in day off afterwards.
No, that's built in. That's a good
Nobody's
look.
Really tapped in the day before either.
Yeah, it's true.
It falls in the same day every year, the same day of the week every year. Good time, great time.
Tell us how Thanksgiving came about.
Well, we don't talk about that. We don't get into the minutia of it all.
Oh, okay.
We turned it into our own.
We just celebrated.
We turned it into our own.
We've tried to manipulate the name to Friendsgiving and Thanksful Day and like all of this other
I am anti-Friendsgiving. Like, settle down. Just have them over for...
Yeah.
For guy with Friendsgiving.
Hold on. What's wrong with that?
Doing too much, bro. There's no need for a Friendsgiving. There's no need for it.
Wow.
No, just invite him over to Thanksgiving.
Kenny hates friends.
I'm not, but my friends can come over on Thanksgiving or the day after. Friendsgiving? What are we doing? The hell are we doing? Just have your friends over and have a good time with them. We ain't got to call it Friendsgiving.
What part of that are you so upset by?
The stupid ass name of it all. Friendsgiving.
What do you want to call
it? No, I just had the homies over. We good.
Well, no, the point of Friendsgiving, though, is that you have your own Thanksgiving with your friends. Though, like, people bring stuff. So maybe someone makes a turkey. I don't know. But, like, it's different than hanging out with your friends.
No, it's not. It's literally not.
You bring a turkey to go hang out with your pals?
No, I don't need to either. I just want to see the homies. We just chilling. We don't need to put a name
on it, I don't need you
to bring the turkey.
Friendsgiving is like its own thing now. Like, it's Thanksgiving with your friends. It's not just hanging out with the homies.
You want to get together and you want to cook? Cool. Just bring it over. It's good.
You had a bad Friendsgiving, didn't you?
I ain't never had a Friendsgiving, and I'm not going to start.
Have you ever been invited to one?
No. No.
We're getting to so it's like it's we're figuring this out.
No, I don't want no damn Friendsgiving. I'll stay home. Do you want to hang out or not? Okay, cool. We hanging out.
I'm going to have a Friendsgiving because.
Well, send pictures.
Oh, you assuming you was invited. After the way you just disrespected it, I'm inviting Jesse. Jesse in the chatty house. Everybody come over. Where's KC? You know how he feels about fun and friends and food.
No, look.
Yeah, we asked somebody. He just went on a rant.
Somebody hit us up about some potentially in the near future. Is there a name to it or is it just pull up?
It's a birthday party.
No, it's just not even that. It's just pull up. He didn't even say that.
It was just celebrate his birthday.
No, just pull up, man.
But there's a difference, though. Like, this is his own thing. Like I said, you don't bring pumpkin pie to hang out with the homies. You might on Friendsgiving.
Would you be offended if he called it like the Karoche happy hour? Like, hey, come over for the Hey, the Grosh Kick It Fest.
No, that would be fine. It'd be better than Friendsgiving.
Well, Friendsgiving is a dumbass name, but I just think you're tired.
Maybe that's the issue. It's just a stupid-ass name.
No, you have deep-rooted feelings. Yeah, there's something in the
there. No, it's something the, there. It's the name. It's the name. Man, I'm calling out Friendsgiving, man. Just tell me to come through, man. I'll come through.
Okay.
It's good. You want me to bring some food? Cool, I'll bring some food. It's good. Just don't put no stupid-ass name on it.
All right. Well, apologies to the creator of Friendsgiving. Jeez.
That's stupid.
Look, what you guys gonna say when they start making cards and you gotta bring a card? Like
I don't get cards.
That's next. What
do you mean? No, I don't get cards.
No, that's next. That's what they're gonna do.
You don't even have Thanksgiving cards. Well, you need a Friendsgiving card.
I'm telling you, they're gonna make it.
I'm not getting you a Christmas card. I don't do that. Christmas
they card. Don't make
because
a card, man.
I know what happens when I give Jesse a Christmas card. He reads it. Oh, thanks, man. And then he throws it in the garbage.
No, I don't do that. Okay? Look, I hand it to Crystal first.
Okay.
And then I throw it in the garbage.
That's a great point.
I have a tough time with throwing cards away. Like, I got a gang of cards.
I've had to force myself to throw them away.
I'm like, man, I don't think they spend money on this, man.
If you leave like a hand, like a nice note.
And now they're like
$6.
And cards are like $6.
That's where I drew the line. I know where to get my cards at.
The best gift you could give someone is your presence and being there for them.
There you go.
I don't need to get you a gift because I'm here for you.
Agreed. That's why you don't have to bring your food either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.